Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody! My name's Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in L.A. on Tuesday, March 6th, Two Oceans 12. The prize bag is a bag from Gold's Gym. So when I came out and set it down, I heard someone in the front row, possibly Jordan, mutter to the person next to him, "He works out." I've got three or four great guests coming that will be out here in a moment, but first, some business! Since last I spoke, you listened, I did a super fun show at the Ontario, California Improv. Lee from the audience was an awesome Leonard Maltin game player against Brendan Walsh. She took it down and won some prizes, and if you want to play the Leonard Maltin game on stage, come to any of my shows, and all the tour dates are at douglovesmovies.com. I also had a blast at the first ever Lead Up, and they gave me an amazing gift bag, most of the contents of which I'll be giving away as prizes over the next few months. This is pretty amazing, but also I just kind of go, I don't have the energy for this. A pizza cutter in the shape of the USS Enterprise. Yeah, it's pretty neat. I'll even take it out and show it to you. The pizza cutter. Guy sitting right there got all excited. You gotta show us.
Oh, it's taking too long!
What a waste of podcasting time. We listen to Doug take a pizza cutter out of a box. Ba, ba, da, ba, 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 ba. So, in your face, I was going to try to say pizza face, and I just said in your face, because that Spock is a pizza face. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Chelsea Peretti tweeted, in all caps, "When Eddie Murphy talks, leaves fall off a tree? Now this I gotta see." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. For those who care, the other movie in the now retired Darcy Blows category in the Leonard Maltin game was Brown Bunny from 2003. And yeah, I know Gwyneth Paltrow died in 7. That was an obvious one, so that's why it wasn't in Gwyneth Paltrow category, but people write to me about it like I didn't know that she died in Seven. That's what that movie's about. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Dr. Seuss's The Lorax, which I look forward to sleeping through someday on a plane. And the number two movie is Project X, which I saw on Saturday. And while I was watching it, I was worried that I would get arrested. Like it was a giant Chris Hansen sting operation. Which is a lot more exciting than The Lorax saving the environment. So watch Project X, not The Lorax. This has been Watch This, Not That. The prize bag, amazing prize bag. In addition to a pizza cutter that's like the Enterprise, we've got tons of stuff, including just hot off the presses and available at astrecords.com and douglovesmovies.com, the brand new Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. This is the first one that anyone will own. And I don't know how much they cost, but go and find out and decide for yourself what you want to do. If you want to give the money to charity instead, I recommend that. Doug Betts, a professional humoredian, is in here. Another Weezer CD. This one is Weezer Live in somewhere else. I think it was Dana Point, California, or Antarctica or somewhere. Some of the guests brought in some awesome DVDs. The film The Sweet Hereafter is in here. And 35 Shots of Rum, which I have not seen, but that's an intriguing title. Marwin Call is an excellent documentary that I haven't seen yet, but that's what I've been told, is that it's very good. It was popular at South by Southwest last year. Macon County Line, I think the guest picked this up for just a couple of dollars. But, you know, I appreciate them bringing anything. I mean, I will accept if a guest wants to bring the latest Hustler magazine. That's okay. There's also a pack of Marlboro cigarettes. And there's a Cadbury egg. And he also signed this movie that he happens to be in called Up in the Air. So that'll be in there. And also, another gentleman brought this book.
Yeah.
And it's called My Footprint. Please welcome to the stage Robbie Pickering, Rachel Harris, Jeff Garland, and Zach Galifianakis. Hey.
Not gonna use the mic. Are you not gonna use the mic tonight?
Zach's gonna wait.
I'm gonna use it.
He's gonna use it, but he's gonna lean into it and go unheard.
Hello, UCB.
Hi.
I'm gonna introduce before the gentleman on the end gets going. I just want to introduce. A filmmaker, and now Rachel Harris, you guys probably know her from Best Week Ever, and I love the whatever decade, and her work in the Hangover. Are you familiar with that film, Zach? And
totally forgot you were in it.
Yeah, because you didn't have a lot of scenes together. Yeah.
We had one minor scene together.
Yeah.
That wasn't very effective.
Why wasn't it effective?
I'm teasing.
Oh, okay. But you're in this film that Robbie Pickering, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's Robbie.
classic Jimmy Pardo. Rachel stars in the movie that he directed called Natural Selection, and if you listen to the podcast, I've been talking about it for a year now because I saw it last year at this very time at South by Southwest. I'm going again.
You
this
saw
weekend.
It at 10:45 a.m. on a Sunday, but it was daylight saving, so it was 9:45 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. Stoner managed to make it to the movie.
And I'm a
we
fan of
honored.
This podcast, and you came up to both of us, and I was really excited.
I love that was exciting to you.
It was.
Because then the movie went on to win Best Movie of South by Southwest, right? Best Dramatic
Jury Prize Audience Award.
She won Best Actress. Rachel won a Best Actress thing that they don't even give out every year, right? That was like a special thing.
Best Screenplay and Best Actor.
Yeah, and it's great. And, you know, my friend Sarah Silverman saw it, and she also loved it. And we've both been raving about it to everybody. But when can people finally see it?
The movie's coming out March 16th in New York at the Angelica. So we're going up there in a couple weeks. And then it opens in New York and Philadelphia first, and then it goes in a bunch of other cities. And it's here in May at the New Art.
Nice. Yeah, I'll be here for at least a week at the New Art.
Yeah, at least hopefully longer if people come.
If it's doing well, it moves to Pico or something like that. Jeff Garland saw it.
Yes, I did.
Throw in your hearty endorsement. I was counting on you.
I don't have a hearty endorsement. I hated it. I've never hated a movie more in my life.
Yeah, he hated it.
The only thing that movie needed more was the Olsen twins. That's all that movie needed. And you expect me to say I'm kidding now, but I've never been more... Rachel was horrible. Rachel was... you played a little pretty mute girl, and I like saying that. No, it was really great, yeah. No, it was great.
That would be fun to run that whole quote in the ads.
Yeah.
By the way, you run that whole quote, my mom's going to go. Yeah, because you're going to see Jeff Garland's involved. I'm going to go.
I'm sure Zach's fired up to see it now.
The New Art. Next week is when you
see it? Next week at the New Art.
Is Smokey and the Bandit still going to be there? Yeah.
Now, if you guys could have pulled... Now, let's just... I'm going to go literal with that. If you guys could have pulled your muscle and been on a double feature with Smokey and the Bandit, a lot more people would see that movie.
With Smokey and the Bandit?
With Smokey and the Bandit. People love
Love Sally Field and Burt Reynolds together in particular. That was a very, very sexy
couple.
He's
ruining any chance of anybody going to see this movie.
I'm ruining it?
Yes.
They're very similar themes. They're not.
I don't think people trust anything that Jeff Garland says. I think you're in good shape.
That's someone odd, but no.
Tell them the truth. Tell them what you said backstage. Come on.
No, shut up.
Come on. He's my friend.
No, I did tell them the truth.
You really can't force Jeff into doing anything.
Listen, it was wonderful. Yeah. Rachel Harris was fucking amazing.
That's all I wanted. Thank God for editing equipment.
What's that?
I'm going to take all that stuff you said that was bad out. We'll just go right from, Jeff, give us his ringing endorsement. And then you say, Rachel's fucking amazing.
But then you'll miss
and then the show moves on.
His doing the light touch with the New Art next week, and you'll miss his Smokey and the Bandit reference. I don't care if you take my bonus Smokey and the Bandit, but what he did with it was subtle and perfect. I only took what he did, explored, and heightened it. You can cut that all you want, but don't cut this man. Do not cut this man. Do not cut Zach's fine work.
I love you.
Zach's work is wonderful. Why do you have on written?
So Hangover 3.
That was a really good movie. It was really loud and extremely close.
That was a reference to that. I drew no on my hand for the listeners. But
is that part of that movie?
Yeah, he has no end yes, but there's no reason to write yes in my hand when you're a guest. All I need is no. But Zach, tell us, in Hangover 3, is it true that your character dies?
Yes, he won't be in Hangover 3.
That's how it starts, is they're mourning the death of your character. Oh, Alan.
One day of a casket scene.
By the way, they did that on My Boys. The TV show My Boys, Jim Gaffigan's character, I believe he died at the beginning, during the off-season.
No, he moved out of town.
I thought he died.
Okay. My character bought his house on show. My Boys.
She was on it.
I was a female Jim Gaffigan. They literally were like, who's as white as Jim Gaffigan? And female. Let's bring Rachel Hicks. Well, she's
Did you
an
know
obvious replacement.
That the cast of My Boys is starring in Hangover 3? They just cut that deal today, yes, because the new Zach wasn't coming. Oh, yes. These are more my boys references.
Okay, Zach, what's happening with G-Force 2? What's going on with that? Are all of the hamsters going to be back for this one?
We made that one already.
Oh, good.
Real excited about that, too, will be at the New Art.
All right, we've run out of time to ask about Corky Romano, too, so I'll move on.
That one's not coming through. That one's not going to happen. Catan's busy.
Jeff, you've been underground. How's it going? How is being underground working out for you?
Great. Been great, yeah. I've come up for a couple weeks and then I'm going back under. No, actually, I'm going on tour with Guster, so. I am, Mike. So,
see, no one's going to believe anything you say from now on.
I am going on tour with Guster. Go to Guster.com or JeffGarland.com for dates. Seriously. It's
now,
only it's a Midwestern tour,
like,
and then in the Northeast.
Is Guster like a...
A band?
Okay, I didn't know what it was.
It
looked
like
you were cooking.
My mother...
Is Guster a frying pan user?
My mother, my son... My
they
son,
make Jiffy Pop ever?
Sounds my like son. What people in Kansas call thunderstorm.
It's a Guster.
Oh, shit.
Jeff Garland's a Guster of words.
If that's the meaning, then yes, I am. My son told my mother that the name of the band is Duster. And so she's going, when are you leaving with Duster? And I just am enjoying that. I refuse to correct her.
Because it's so much crazier a word than Guster. What kind of lunatic?
They're just enjoying Duster, that's all.
You do like fun words. That's that's part of your thing.
Yes.
Do you have any cinematic things on the horizon? Any
movie called
things?
Paranorman.
We talked about that last time. It looks terrific.
And I'm actually in the new trailer.
Well, you're in it.
Yeah, the other trailer, you saw me, but you didn't hear me. You hear me in the new trailer. It's very exciting.
And what's your
character? It's animated. That's why you say hear me.
What's your character?
I play Paranorman's father. I don't know my name. I don't know my last name. I am Paranorman's father, and I have recorded, I believe, all I'm going to record. It's a fun part. It's exciting.
What do you say in the trailer?
Jism.
No, you don't.
I do. It's the Red Band trailer. I say jism over and over and over again. I'm sorry. I don't know what I say. I forgot. I don't know my part. It's all good.
You're excited that you speak in the trailer.
Yeah.
It must have been something like, get down here and do your homework.
I'm pretty close. What the hell's that kid doing? That type of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm big in the voice world. I'm wearing my Toy Story 3 jacket. It's the only one I wear because no one knows except for this little thing that says 3. Because I generally, I have a Wally jacket that fucking says Wally everywhere. And if I wear that, I'm just an idiot.
There were years where Zach wouldn't show up anywhere without his Bubble Boy jacket on. And I was like, someday, man, you're going to look back on this.
You should be proud of your work and wear and advertise what you've been in.
At all times. So what is this out? Is this what you wore in Bad Teacher?
Was that?
Were you in that? Did you just ask me if you were in that?
I don't know.
Is that one of mine? Shall we play a game or two?
Yeah.
I have one. Was I supposed to promote something now or is that later?
There's a part at the end where I say, do you have any plugs?
Good.
But
right.
we can do it now.
I think Guster.com is good enough.
No. No, it was a thing that I worked out.
It's
with
already
them.
Been nailed.
No, it's not like a big deal thing. It's I'm interviewing Sarah Vowell next week at Largo, and there's lots of tickets left. So Flanny said...
It's what day is it? Tuesday?
It's the 13th.
13th?
Yeah.
Tuesday the 13th.
Tuesday the 13th at Largo. And if you like Sarah Vowell, it'll be fun.
Yeah, and there's not going to be any Douglas movies here next Tuesday. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Then everyone here should be it.
Everyone should just go do that. Yeah. Just no matter how little money you have right now.
And the money goes to charity.
Give it to the charity. What charity is it?
Whatever Sarah Vowell decides. Oh, okay. That's what I do, whoever my guest is, whatever the charity.
I heard she runs a charity for consonants.
That's good. I'm sorry for interrupting the game, though. That wasn't a big push, you know.
No, but that's I think that would be interesting to watch the two of you talk to each other.
Yeah.
And she's a great cartoon voice as well. She plays the daughter in The Incredibles.
Yep.
One of my favorite movies of any kind of all time.
We'll reminisce about our Pixar days.
Now you're trying to talk people out of coming.
I would never.
Remember that time with the water cooler?
Yeah.
When I was doing WALL-E and you did your movie several years earlier? Let's play Build a Title. Low stakes. Winner just gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. And since today is Super Tuesday, we're going to start with Spider-Man. So, Robbie knows how to play, right, Robbie? All right, you can start us off then. We'll go to Jeff and then to Zach and then to Rachel.
Spider-Man Hunter.
Love it. Spider-Man Hunter. Yeah. So now, Jeff, you need a movie that begins with Hunter.
Oh.
Or ends in Spider.
Okay. Ends with Hunter.
Starts with Hunter. Hunter. That'd be Hunter, comma, Jizz. And I don't think that's listed in most Leonard Maltin.
Hunter Killer.
Okay, you're out. So.
I don't know.
Great idea for a movie, though. I'm going to find them and then I'm going to kill them.
No, I just like the idea of someone out there killing hunters. What do you want from me?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Hunter Killer.
Like the Mexicutioner is a wrestler or fighter in the UFC, Mexicutioner, but to me that sounds like he kills Mexicans.
Yes.
But he is, in fact, Mexican himself.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make it right.
And execute people.
I love the number of times people tell me Jewish jokes that are horrible, but they start off by going, hey, I'm a Jew, I can do this. No, you can't.
Name one Jewish joke that's terrible. Give me one. I dare you.
Okay, so quit stalling, Zach. You need a movie that ends in Spider or begins with Hunter. Or just Tur.
Well, you didn't offer me that.
Tur of Endearment?
I meant to, but the trouble is you've been on the show before and still haven't figured out the vagaries of this game.
I've never played this game.
I think the very last time you were here.
It can also end with Spy, right?
Yeah. Spider.
Such an unfair game.
It can end the title of a real movie.
Could end in Spy.
It has to be a real movie because I haven't played this either.
Yeah, no made up movies.
Okay. Could end in Spy.
Mm-hmm.
Zach.
I wish I could think
Hunter
of...
Hunter Killer.
If only I... Oh, I. Do you have anything? Yeah, ends in Spy.
End in Spy.
Yeah. Anything at all? Okay, good. You're out. Don't go to you? All right, so Robbie's our winner for being able to think of a movie that begins with man.
Haven't you ever seen I Spy?
I Spy.
Wait a minute. Was you supposed to give a name of a real movie?
Woman.
Oh, shit. That would be really fun. Made-up movies. Everyone would win all the time.
All the time.
Oh, I just thought you was gonna make up the thing. That's why I said Hunter.
That was the worst game ever.
I know, but it's fun to listen to.
One more round.
No, it's time to move on. You guys will mess up this other game just as much.
Okay.
Let's not rest on our laurels. Let's continue to fuck this shit up.
Where are your laurels? Where are your laurels?
I put them in the back in the dressing room, and I lay on them when I smoke reefer.
Yes. Okay. I just was curious.
I was just trying to yes and that.
I know, it's good.
It was difficult. All right. Holy shit.
You're
gonna say something.
I'm all good. You drown on your own, motherfucker.
Natural Selection, March 16th at the Angelica.
The Angelica.
March 23rd.
And I have a DVD copy if you want to come over and watch.
March 16th at the Angelica.
What are you doing? March 16th.
My screen's bigger than the Angelica.
It is.
Come over.
It is.
Yeah, you just sit there and watch WALL-E and jerk off.
Do you know how great that would be if I really could get off on Wally? God, that'd be fantastic.
Eve is pretty hot.
What's that?
Eve is hot.
Eve. Yeah.
All right, so please, everybody, pick a name tags. You guys got name tags? Select a name tag that you would like to play for and bring it back to your seat. There might be a match made in heaven for Zach. There's a guy with a Hustler magazine. That's pretty good. So just go get who you want to play. Yeah, go get it, Rachel. Go get who you want to play for. Go grab a
bossy
name tag for somebody. We've got Isaac the Block instead of Attack the Block. And like I said, there's a Hustler magazine, but Zach didn't go for it.
He's got candy.
He did decide to get somebody's secret microfilm. Oh, Jeff Garland picks the candy. What a surprise. You could re-gift it, though.
Excuse me a second here. You can totally re-gift.
Whatever you do, talk off mic.
Do you want me to tell everybody? Jeff has had no sugar for 3 years.
I haven't had no sweets for over 3 years, but I'm still attracted when someone holds up a box of candy. By the way, I have children. I have people I can give this to. I have an office. People come by, have a chocolate.
You have an office?
I do. I'm not saying where.
All right.
You know where, you loser.
I know.
Okay.
I remember when you had an office at that abandoned building on Wilshire.
It's not
that was hilarious.
No. It's now, I forgot what it's called. That was the Asahi Bear Building, Wilshire and La Brea.
Yeah.
It's
the
no
Mutual
there,
of Omaha
right?
before that.
Down?
It was Mutual of Omaha before that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called now. I think it's Samsung. Maybe the Samsung.
I think it's called Empty Building.
It's not there's a lot
not
of
not to take away any of their business. A lot of the people listening probably need to rent office space in an empty building.
By the way, I'm playing for Russell.
Okay, Russell brought some Russell Stover's candies.
No, but he Russell. That's what Russell.
And that's so. Yeah, it's very clever.
And they're
Russell.
Assorted. You know what?
More about the fucking candy, Jeff. As much as you could come up with.
They refer to them as fine chocolates. That sort of means they're good enough.
I think it means they're sexy.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, they're fine.
Fine.
They're shaped like
naked
ladies.
Can't wait to get those fine chocolates in my mouth. All right, Robbie Pickering, who'd you Pickering?
I picked Mark, who wrote on the back of this, don't read this out loud.
Yeah.
Joseph Coney is a shit.
Don't read it out loud.
Why am I not supposed to read it out loud?
Because it gives away at the end, they get to name a shithead if you lose on their behalf.
Oh, fuck. Can somebody else give me something?
No, you don't have to.
Just keep it there.
You don't have to change it. You don't have to change it.
You might win. You might win. You're a big fan of
it. So he brought a copy of Mars Attacks with, what did he do to it, though? He changed it to Mike Attacks?
Mark attacks.
Yeah, okay. And Rachel picked out a phone that you get to keep, Rachel. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's Justin. My name is Justin.
It's not a phone. It's just an iPod, he said.
Oh.
He said it was
iPod
just a
Touch.
Bit of a downgrade, but I'd still keep it
if
I was
it?
You.
It's an iPod Touch.
It's an iPod Touch. Young people love iPod touches.
Are you an actor? Because you're projecting very well.
It's like he wants Steve Gates to hear it.
So good. That was cute. That was cute.
I don't know. Steve Jobs, I meant to say. Zach's like, who's Steve Gates? I don't know, but it still got some laughs. It still got a little bit. And then Zach brought... Christine Hahn's Secret Files, an old-timey, what is this called, like a disc. Floppy disk.
Floppy.
That is not floppy at all, Christine. That is a hard disk, but that's what she is willing to give up for you to play. See, there's a shithead on the back of yours, too.
Yeah.
3 years, Jeff, 3 years.
I didn't have any.
Okay.
No, I just
Jeff is passing out the candies to everyone.
Yeah, well, but keep it in this section.
It's very nice.
You don't care.
Is he trying to get, like, here you go, guys.
Are they dosed?
Some dentine ice.
Are they dosed?
Or whatever it is.
By the way, have you ever had a piece of chocolate and then a piece of dentine ice? Fantastic.
No, I never have. I haven't done that. But you can pass
that. Well, that's just like Andre's Thin Mint, right? If you do it at the same time.
Similar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But weird textures at the same time.
Yes.
What is happening?
We're about to play the Leonard Maltin game. We've got our name tags.
Okay, good.
You know, sometimes it's not the destination. It's the arduous journey.
Justin, I need your code.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, that's okay.
You don't need
we'll remember his name is Justin. Or we'll forget and not really care. But I think
we
I'll
care,
remember.
Justin, I care.
I'll remember you, Justin.
I care. I'll remember.
That's my vow to you. I'm a regular Rachel McAdams. All right. So, Robbie,
how much money would it take for you to go see The Vow? Now, really think about it.
I was really thinking about it before you yelled at me to really think about it. I was making my thinking face. I'd do it for like $20.
Okay.
How much would you have to be paid to sit through The Vow, Zach?
I don't know. The Sarah Vowell?
How much would I have to pay you to watch Sarah Vowell talk to Jeff Garland?
The Vow's a movie, right? I'm out of the loop.
All right, we'll start with Robbie.
I'm not going to see it, I'll tell you that. You know why? I'm not in it.
Not even for $20?
No.
$20?
No.
To just watch a movie.
No.
That'd be the easiest $20 you ever made.
No, it wouldn't be. Gave a guy a hand job behind Yoshinoya once.
The one on Vine and Santa Monica?
Yes, the one on Vine and Santa Monica. Yeah.
I wish it wasn't so smelly back there.
It's
because it was pretty romantic.
Wait a minute.
Except for the smell.
Zach, did you give it to Doug? Were you guys there together?
No. It's just a popular place for hand jobs.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay. That makes
First
sense.
You wait in line at Pink's for an hour or two.
Right.
Then you go over there and get a hand job by a dumpster. It's like a whole Sunday morning thing.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Sunday night they're playing chess, so don't go Sunday night. But Sunday morning it's hand jobs. But at night they've got a light out there. Everybody's playing chess. So make sure you know what you want to accomplish at Yoshinoya when you go.
Ask for Clive. That's his name.
Somebody should figure out, like, I bet Jeff is the guest where the least amount of discussion about movies happens while he's on. But it's still fun.
But I love movies more than you.
Fight. Girls,
hey,
girls,
Doug,
you're both pretty.
Let's find out how much you love
let's
movies.
Let's mention that people how many Fellini movies you've seen.
How many Fellini movies has anybody seen? They're
Robbie,
old and boring.
Robbie's seen them all.
No, you're
Robbie's
big
seen all
you,
don't love
you got one guy in the audience that's booing on your behalf, and his name is Russell. Okay, we got to start the game, though. Robbie, you get to start us off, and then we'll go to Jeff, Zach, Rachel, in order of how much I think you guys understand how this is played. Robbie gets to pick a category. Would you like Forget About It? That's films where someone has Alzheimer's. Or At No Drugs For You suggested I'll Be Back, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger sequels. I don't know how many of those there are. And then At Sal K.R. Dan suggested Fast Times, and that's movies where the word fast is in the title. Mm-hmm. So which one of those do you like, Robbie?
I will do Forget About It.
Wow, this is an exciting category. You get to pick between two different years, because there's two different movies I could think of where somebody had Alzheimer's. So would you like one from 2004 or 2007?
2007.
Yeah, probably more recent is better when you're talking about Alzheimer's. Three stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2007. He says about it that it's remarkable. And he also says the cast couldn't be better. And that it was based on a New Yorker short story. I gave you a third clue because those first two weren't that great.
I'll name it in zero.
Wow. That was enough to give filmmaker Robbie Pickering the ability to say zero names. So now we go to Jeff. You can either say name it, or if you think you know it, you can get into negative name territory.
So I should just say, do I lose anything by saying name it?
No.
All right, name it.
Away From Her.
That's correct. 1 point to Robbie. taking it down hard.
I can say flat out I could not have gotten that with 500 guesses. It was away from me.
Okay, let's start with Zach and then go to Jeff. We'll go around the other way. Zach gets to pick a category. Would you like, I make jokes, one on Twitter suggested Flossed in Translation, and that's movies that have a dentist in them. Also, it's Shaquille O'Neal's birthday today, so films that feature Shaquille O'Neal. Or My Wife, that's movies where the director is married to an actress in the film. Which one of those do you like, Zach?
I'm going to go with the Shaquille O'Neal one.
Yeah. What's the difference between a Zach attack and a Shaq attack?
About 2 feet.
Letterball gives this movie 2 stars. It's from 1997. He calls it broad. And he also says this film offers no real nourishment. As so many films do. 2 stars, 1997. And he lists 11 names.
I thought I knew.
How many names?
I thought I knew.
Well, you could say 11 names. You'll get to hear them all if...
Well, I know who's
if
in it.
Jeff
I know
decides
it's
to challenge
just a Shaquille O'Neal movie, right? Has he done a lot of movies?
Shaquille O'Neal is in this movie, and I believe he's been appeared about 6 times in movies.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But is this a Shaquille O'Neal themed?
Is this is this a game where you get to ask questions that I will actually answer?
Okay.
So just go 11 names if you're so unsure.
Well, that's not going to help. But 11 names. Okay, 11 names.
If you heard all 11 names, I think you'd have a chance of getting it. But now we go to Jeff. You could bid lower, or you could say to Zach, name that movie.
10 names.
It's crazy how it works. Robbie?
Is his father Tip in it?
It is Super Tuesday, so Tip O'Neill is a good political reference.
I'll go. No.
I almost said Shaq Tip. Like I didn't even get what the fuck you were trying to do. Yes, Robbie.
I'll go 9 names.
9, he says. So now, Rachel, you could say 8 names, or you could say Robbie, name that movie. I say just say 8 names.
I say 8 names.
Yeah, okay. Now we come back to you, Zach. So you can go lower or you can make her name.
I'm going to do 5 names.
5, he says, Jeff.
Name that movie! I can't get any Shaq movie except 1. So if he lucks out, it's the 1 that I know.
Shaq Tip?
That he knows.
Shaq Tip?
All right, Shaq so he gets 5 names, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I'll tell you again. This movie is not nourishment.
That was the only clue I needed.
It's broad. And your 5 names are Robert Wool. You know, he played Arliss. May he rest in peace. Shaquille O'Neal is the next name. So he was not the lead in this. Mm. Then Carmen Electra was in this. Along with Ron Lester and Jan Schwiederman. Might be Schwiederman. So those are your 5 names. And, yeah. Good luck.
Wait, what's the year again?
1997? What do you think it is?
The English Patient?
What would I tell you if the top 3 names were Sinbad, Kenan Thompson, and Kel Mitchell? Then what would you think it is? And it's not, there's no real nourishment.
Fat Burger. Is that it?
No, Good Burger.
Damn it.
That was just for fun. Jeff got the point on that one because he told you to name it. You couldn't name it.
Couldn't name it.
But great first guess.
I love that you're keeping score.
Yeah.
That's the purpose.
I know.
First person.
I just like games where everybody wins.
First to two. So this time we'll go with Rachel starting off, and then work towards Jeff.
Okay.
You get to pick a category, Rachel. Okay. Would you like Iron Lady? That's movies with female robots in them. Dude, Where's My Sklar? Zach knows. That's the films of the Sklar brothers.
Seriously, yeah. They've been in movies?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They've been
very successful and such. Yeah. I've just never seen them on the screen.
Oh, well, you've never seen Dancing with the Sklars?
By the way,
what would it take for you to go on Dancing with the Stars? $20? Would you do that for $20?
No.
How can Nathan Lane not win? He's funny and he can dance. He can already dance.
Is he on it this year?
Is he on it? Yeah. No, I don't think
can
he's on it.
Can I ask Nathan a question? Have they ever approached you about being on Dancing with the Stars?
No.
I've been approached twice. We're at different points in our career.
I'm sure
they thought that
they approached his people.
I might say yes. Like, they know Zach. There's no way. Jeff Garland might say yes.
But you're acting like it's Slugworth in an alley. They have to go through people usually. Like, he has people that would never even tell him.
I just finished Celebrity Rehab.
No, my people told me laughing because they have to tell me everything, but they told me laughing.
No, they keep secrets from Zach, and he likes it that way.
But I think they never asked.
Or Beatlenamia. That's movies that have one of the names of the Beatles in the title.
Oh.
So, obviously not Ringo.
Right.
Why not?
Oh, yeah, all those great movies with the word Ringo in the title?
There might be one from the
Rango 70s. Doesn't count. I don't care how you pronounce it, Jeff.
All right. John.
Which
there
one
could
do
have
you
been
like,
a Western
Rachel?
In the 20s.
Lord of the Ringos? You never saw that?
Can't.
I'm picturing
it.
That movie right now, Lord of the Ringos.
Yeah.
I'm really picturing it. Yeah. And I'm picturing like there's a Lord, and with CGI, they just have millions of Ringos.
It was already all CGI. It can't be that hard to flip it over to all Ringos instead of hobbits. Or the Ringo plays all the hobbits. Or you could be all the orcs. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Sklar.
Yeah. One. Dude, Where's My Sklar?
Dude, Where's My Sklar?
2007. Two stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie.
Two.
He calls it kind of a sappy vehicle. And he also says that John C. McGinley has a surprise cameo near the end.
Ooh.
Like, wow, how'd they get that guy that's in that commercial like I see all the time? Isn't he in a commercial right now where he's like karate chopping?
No, wasn't he on
something?
Scrubs?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in a commercial now.
Good actor. 11 names.
11 names.
This is a starting bid if that's where you'd like to begin.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Rachel says 11. Robbie? Yeah.
10.
Jeff?
9.
This rocket's going to go eventually. Zach?
What did you do, Jeff?
Nine. He said 9.
8.
Strategic play. What do you think, Rachel?
Can I say I want to hear all 8 names?
No.
Okay, easy. Wow. That was crazy.
This is how Jeff acts when he's seen Ken.
No!
When I've seen Candy. That's all it takes now. I smell
it. Right, makes
I'm
him
say
very
seven.
Unhappy.
I'm going to say 7 names.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say name that movie.
Oh.
This could all be over in a second.
It could very much be over.
It's
going to
be so uneventful.
No, it's exciting if Robbie
Why would
wins.
You knock down okay. the whole game that a show is based upon? I'm disappointed in you, Rachel.
No, I meant me.
It is called Doug Loves Movies, based on a book by Leonard Maltin.
That's the long name. You just don't include that on iTunes.
I don't. Why drag that into it?
Yeah.
I want all the credit. All right, so you want the clues again, Rachel?
Yes, please.
Okay, they are, you're not going to get this in a million years.
Okay, great.
And John C. McGinley.
John C. McGinley.
I have a gut feeling as to what the movie is.
Okay,
we'll, no.
We'll talk about it later. Do you get less of those since you lost weight? Or more? Gut feelings.
Hey, Doug.
That is so much funnier than you guys.
No.
They just love you so much that they don't want to laugh.
They do.
They don't want to laugh at a you, used to
do
be
you realize
fat
that
joke.
I could just take over this podcast any week I want to? I'm that popular with young people. The show could be called Jeff Hands Out Chocolate. I'll be packed
people
every week.
People sitting on floors cross-legged love Jeff Garland.
And chocolate.
That's his demo.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's also sappy, Rachel.
Okay, it's very sappy.
And your five names. And also, I just want to say to everybody that you're at Rachel E. Harris on Twitter.
Yes.
And you spell Rachel crazy also.
Well, some people
the
think
hard
it's
way.
Crazy.
You spell it the
some
hard way.
Some people think it's right.
R-A-C-H-A-E-L.
Like okay. Michael. Like
yeah, I've never, I always just say, what's up, Mike? Like I have trouble saying Michael. It's Rachel E. Harris on Twitter, so follow her because she's funny. Yeah. Five names.
By the way, my tweets suck. Seven names, but
okay.
My tweets
oh, awesome.
Suck. Don't follow me.
Awesome.
This is
seven
serious.
Names.
This and, is serious.
And Jeff is on the record saying his tweets suck.
Justin,
so,
this is for you.
So don't follow at Wall E. Masturbator.
Oh, man.
Your seven names.
Okay, are seven names.
Stephen Tobolowsky.
Okay, I know him.
Ned Ryerson.
yeah.
Tashina Arnold. Jill Hennessy. MC Gainey. Not to be confused with Charles C. John C. McGinley. MC Gainey.
MC.
Kevin Durand. Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei?
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
And William H. Macy. Yeah. You're essentially missing the names that would tell you what the movie would be.
Is.
And I'll tell you, the Sklars were billed low enough that they weren't listed.
Yes.
But they are in it.
They are in it.
Yeah. Jeff has a hunch.
So John C. McGinley, Tanisha Arnold of Martin fame.
Mm-hmm. Right? Is that
yeah.
what she was on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Campbell Arnold.
Yeah.
You're going to win
know.
Now.
What?
He's going to win. He's about to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to
exciting.
Win.
Exciting. And just under the wire. Right
I'm just thinking, is it... wow. Is...
Do you know it, Robbie?
No. I don't think I do.
What, Jeff's
what
got
year
a
was it?
It was... 2007.
Give her the last two. I don't want to win like this.
Well, you win. You're going to win. Because we don't have time for it to play anymore, but...
Is George Clooney in the movie?
Well, just let me double check. No.
Okay. Is it? Is it?
Well,
is
at least guess
it,
something good.
I am. I'm trying. I'm trying to guess something. Is it? Is it? Okay.
Where's
okay.
Mark Attacks?
Wait.
I'm just gonna give the prize
it,
away before you
like
say anything.
Another? Is it like another teen movie?
What? With William H. Macy?
Yeah.
Tanisha.
It's called Not Another Teen Movie, but... that was a pretty good guess, though. The remaining names... the remaining names are Martin Lawrence. What do you think it is, Jeff?
Oh, hi, Martin Lawrence. Now, who's the crazy
John
person
Travolta.
Now?
It's John Travolta and Martin Lawrence.
Steve Zahn.
It's one that I missed.
And
Tim Allen.
Oh, shit.
And it was called Wild
Hogs.
Wild Hogs, where's Mark? Where's Mark Attacks? There you go, dude. Congratulations. He wins all that stuff.
And I read this out. I'm sorry.
Including Up in the Air, starring Zach Galifianakis, is in the bag.
Can I just say something? When Wild Hogs came out, it made me angry. Just the whole idea of it. I got angry every time I saw the trailer.
Nothing like
I
the book.
I never saw it.
What
was it? Wild Hogs?
It was
Hogs?
Nothing like the book. That's what made him angry.
Zach's right.
Or the play at the Wooster Group.
Zach and I met at a book club meeting, the Wild Hogs book club meeting. That's where we first met.
Did you see Wild Hogs? You go see a lot of movies. Did you see that one?
I've seen parts of it on wherever they play at FX or wherever. So
was
I've
there,
seen parts, and
sequel?
I saw there's a scene where There's a lot of fun with riding bulls and all the things that can happen to three wild hogs when they're riding bulls.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
And the Sklar brothers wear cowboy hats and they're at the bull place.
Hey, listening
I auditioned
skills.
For wild hogs.
Yeah, I'm sure. I
fascinating. You're welcome.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Can I say to you also, thank you for having me on with my favorite comedian, Zach Galifianakis. He's my favorite. By a million miles, my favorite.
Can I say that thank you for having me on with Rachel Harris?
Nobody likes you.
Wow. Nice
you
spin.
That right, very nice spin.
Wow. That plate's never coming off the stick. That was an amazing spin. What do you want to plug, Jeff?
Nothing.
Oh, perfect.
I've done all my plugging. I got no plugging.
All right. Robbie, say the dates again for Natural Selection.
Oh, the paperback for my book is out. It's not called My Footprint. It's called Curbing It, because they wanted Curb in the title. All right, there you go.
Natural Selection's March 16th in New York at the Angelica, and in Philadelphia, and then it's here in May. In Los Angeles.
May 12th, right?
Yeah.
May 12th. Yeah.
We'll grow out all over the place.
At the New Art with Smokey and the Bandit.
Let me ask you a technical question about, would it be eligible for next year's Oscars?
Yeah, it wasn't eligible this year.
Yeah, because you got nominated for an Independent Spirit Award, and some stupid person won that. Who won?
Michelle Williams.
Oh, she's all right.
She was all right.
Yeah. She did a good job, but, I think you were better in your movie than she was in hers, but... you had to invent a character instead of just watching tapes of someone.
Thank you, Mr. Benson.
You're welcome. And Zach, you got anything to plug?
I'm doing spring tryouts for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
I love, you truly know nothing about sports.
People,
the idea that you're going for spring tryouts.
Bucks short for Buccaneers. I know a lot
you're
about
for spring training. Spring training.
Spring training.
For Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're hoping to bat third.
Where's Russell at? We need Russell's shithead.
Oh,
for
Russell's
the end of the show.
Right there.
Come on up, Russell. And then I've got. That's a good one. Thank you. You're welcome. Mark Attacks has a good one. And then just write it down right there and all that white space there. Oh, yeah, Justin gets to write one down, too.
Well, what is this thing going on now?
Can I plug something else,
too? This is the thing
too?
That happens every time you're on the show where...
No, it does not. It's never happened before.
Doug.
I'm sorry. I've never seen this, and I pay it. I like your show. I come. I pay attention. And I've never seen this.
You really do.
All right, stop talking to Zach and write your shit down.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
No.
Justin, he's sweet.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do Mark Attacks theirs also because it's a good one, and they're not supposed to get one, but that's my favorite one. What's his name again? Oh, yeah. Do you know that guy, Zach? Joseph Kony, do you know him?
No, I don't know.
You should find out about him.
I'd love to follow his tweets.
That'd be the worst.
Just saying that kills me.
That'd be the worst comedy Twitter account ever. This guy.
The best.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's pretty horrible what he's done, but...
Well, who is he?
You'll learn more about him later.
Is it really a person?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really a truly horrible person. I might make him permanent shithead for a while, like every week.
Okay.
Wait, three people have my back.
We don't have time to get into it, and it's also not funny.
Okay.
So.
Is he one of those guys?
It's not funny at all. Uganda and children.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
terrible, horrible stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So laugh it up. but see, I already written it down, like in case no one else suggested it, but.
I follow Idi Amin's tweets. He's the ghost of Idi Amin.
The ghost of Idi Amin?
Yeah.
Tweets? Yeah. Those are ghost written.
He's got a lot of gut feelings about things. Okay, so thank you. Thank
that
you.
Made no sense.
What?
He's a ghost. Go ahead.
Ghosts can't have gut feelings?
Nope.
Are all ghosts skinny?
Intellectual. They're all intellectuals. No, you're doing the fat shit again.
Oh, that again.
The joke of it all is I'm still fat, so what's the... I'm not as fat,
considerably
but
less so, yeah.
Considerably less so.
How many pounds less?
I guess from my top, I'm around 50, 55.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And the amount of pussy I'm getting is crazy.
It works.
Yes.
Thank you to all my guests. Jeff Garland, Robbie Pickering, Rachel E. Harris, Zach Galifianakis. And as always, Monica Lewinsky is a shithead. Patricia Heaton is a shithead.
I'm sorry.
Fellini is a shithead.
That's just wrong.
And Joseph Kony is the world's biggest shithead.
There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause